Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet.
Right, you fuckers, I'm going to work my way through each one of you.
Paul as Shockwave.
All right, lads, what's going off here? I'll go over and punch him in the face.
Scott, the Stratus.
Basically, your boss is a Class A asshole.
And me, your GM, Mark. Anyway, enough pre-waffle. On with the show. Welcome to another episode of Chimpions.
Hello!
Hello.
Yeah, you have a lazy day the next day, late up and all that, apart from Shotwave. Anything you want to do with your afternoon? Obviously, assuming you let Vicky know, so she sets monitoring on the house.
Yeah, send her all the details, all the MAC addresses of all the equipment, etc., etc.
Okay. Did you just throw me a perception?
Who?
Both of you, knock yourself out.
made it by 3.
Failed it by 2.
So you reckon someone's watching you again, Strauss? You know, you feel the hairs on the back of your neck go up, man.
Let Vicky know.
There. Radio into her. Hello. Stratus calling Vicky. What's her moniker?
Vicky V.
Vicky V. Okay.
Victoria Victrix Norge.
Vicky V.
Yes.
Hello. Getting that strange feeling again that we're being probed.
Just give me a few minutes.
Yeah, if there's anything you can sense.
Then yeah, you can hear it tapping away on a keyboard in the background.
Just googling, being probed, yeah. Alien autopsy.
And after a couple of minutes, she says, whatever it was is gone, but there has been... I can pick up faint traces that something's been there. So I would say that yes, maybe you are being watched.
Right. Okay, thank you.
I will see if I can come up with anything to help with that.
Okay. Now, something's been there. Can you just get a feeling of something in the area, or can you be more specific? As in, can you pinpoint it?
I see what you mean. Can I trace it back?
What I meant was, can you pinpoint it as in it was like here in this exact spot?
Or did you just... yes. Yeah.
Ah, okay. So where was it?
So yeah, she told you where it was.
Okay. Where was it?
In the bushes outside your house.
It's not in the rooms or anything like that. So, okay, cool.
No. It's
right.
Definitely there. It's being masked as well.
Need to set up some traps. But first, we need to be able to know when it's here. Got any cow trops?
Interesting.
Some man traps.
Yeah. Some really sharp gravel.
Oh yeah, could rake it under there.
Yeah, I might be able to. I might have to come in person. I can certainly ward the house to some extent. Just not sure what I'm warding it against. That's the problem.
Now I wonder if
the lowdown is here is that the more specific thing I'm dealing with, the better I can deal with it. And the more preparation time I have, the less draining it is. It's, think of it like another science, like physics, you know, for every action and all that. Energy doesn't dissipate. If I create something, I have to find the energy from that from somewhere.
Yeah.
With lots of preparation, I can offset a lot of that.
You can gather the energy.
It comes all directly from me.
Okay, it's very interesting.
Which is another reason why that place might be interesting for a magic practitioner, is they can probably tap into the energies there.
Without having to draw upon themselves.
Or at least not so much, or allowing them to draw more than they would normally be able to draw.
Hmm.
You know, speculation of... This is me. I can't remember if you've said anything to her about speculation about what they were actually up to.
Yeah, I think we did.
We've told her everything that we knew.
Right, cool. Genuinely couldn't remember. She says, if speculation of sort of bringing back a dead spirit is... that would require not only a lot of skill, but it would also require a lot of power. It's very different to snatching someone from the edge of death.
Mm-hmm.
And is not something that many people would even try to dabble in. It's a pretty dark path to walk, even with the best of intentions. Snatching someone from the jaws of death is... from the embrace of death, should I say, maybe. It's a pretty... I can see the irony in what I'm about to say, maybe, but it's a very unnatural act. No matter how you see magic, it is part of reality. Snatching something from death is beyond that.
It would be interesting if you were able to come and...
I'm more used to you here, trust me.
Okay. I don't want to get you out of your comfort zone. So don't worry.
Belladonna is helping me. I'm getting there slowly, but it will be quite a long time, I think.
You were saying, possibly coming and, putting some type of protection down.
Yeah, if I can ward your property, yeah. That's not quite the same as... Sorry, maybe I misunderstood. I thought you were on about me not just warding your place, but taking an active role in hunting these people down.
Oh, no. I was just
physical
gonna say,
active role, should I say.
If you did come and, have to come to our property to ward it, it'd be interesting to see how you do what you do. But if you don't want to come, don't worry about it.
No. If you're being stalked by something, it'd be foolish not to.
You say you think it is.
There
shield,
are some
shielded.
Basic things that you could do yourselves that require no skill.
Such as,
salt is a universal deterrent for otherworldly things. For instance. A lot of old wives' tales are based in some measure of truth. So you could, ward your doors and windows just by placing salt around them.
A circle of salt.
Yeah, it's crude and not highly efficient, but it might help.
I'm willing to give anything a try.
Spend your fortune on drums of salt.
So I've got shears in Saxa. That's Saxa, the fine table salt. See how it runs.
I hear that it's almost but not categorically guaranteed that if you spill it and have to throw it over your shoulder, you get 50% more rewards.
That is near fact.
It's very close to true.
Near truth. It's nigh true.
It's almost not a lie.
You wouldn't let it lie.
Just getting completely off the subject, but I'm going to forget if I don't mention it. Have you seen the Comic Relief thing that they did? The 57 pints?
No.
The beer song or something?
No.
That's fucking brilliant.
I'll have to YouTube that.
Yeah, that's what I saw it on YouTube. Brilliant on several levels, in fact. But anyway, yes, I digress, but don't know what we searched for Fickenbob recently, but I did. Anyway, sorry.
Right, yes.
My fault.
Yes, Vicky, you said that the thing that is watching us has some type of protection against us detecting it. Now, would that cover all, you know, sensors? You know, could we smell the creature coming, or do you know if it's protected against everything?
I just know that I can't track it.
Mm-hmm. With your powers.
Now, whether you can, I don't know. I don't know if it's protected from physical detection.
Hmm. Well, yeah. We got some motion sensors and some cans in the bushes.
You could always go and check out where she said it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. I say I'm going to... Right.
See if there's any footprints.
So does anyone have any appropriate skills for that sort of thing?
So we've got stealth, shadowing...
CSI?
Yeah. Criminology.
Deduction. Concealment.
I'd say concealment or criminology would do it. If no one's got tracking.
Criminology. Failed it by one.
When I don't understand it.
I've made it by one.
So yeah, you can see there's definitely something been here. You know, you spend a 10 or 15 minutes sort of scouting around, and you can see some partial impressions in the flower bed, and you know, something trampled down, but you can't get enough to tell what it was or whatever. Just something's been here.
Yeah.
If you didn't know that she said it was there, you'd have thought maybe you know, it's just been a cat or a dog foraging around in there. Now, I suppose maybe I'm being too cryptic. You can't tell really what it was, but you know, there's these partial impressions and all that. You would say it was probably fairly small, whatever it was.
Okay. So, yeah, it's not like that's definitely like some footprints of, you know, man-sized footprints. It's something that's smaller than that.
Yeah, although they're only partial bits of this, yeah. And that, they're not, you know, they're not sunk deep enough for the, you know, with the criminology role, they're not sunk deep enough for, you know, for how soft the ground is and all that, for it to have been like a,
could
even
have been a
child.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay, less than a child, yeah, okay.
Could it have been a crow? She could have sent her crows over. She wouldn't necessarily have it land in a tree, because we'd go, it was a crow. We might twig, but if it flew into and sat in a bush, or on the
crows would have left much of an impression at all.
Mm.
What we need to do is electrify all the bushes in the area.
Your comms goes strong. Your comms goes.
Hello.
We're going to assume that it's all geared up, so you've set it all up and done all that. So you've got different. Do you know what I mean? You know who's coming in.
Yeah.
You get Vivaldi rather than Mozart, or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's, you know it's Vicky just from the tone.
Yeah.
She says you need to get to
Sesame Street.
You need to get over to Old Mill Lane yesterday. That's Charity's address.
What's occurring?
Right.
She says that the camera's there. He's there now.
Right. Fuck the van. I'm taking the muscle car. It's quicker.
Let's get in.
Let's go.
Yeah, it probably would be quicker. Yeah.
Bastion, come on. Bullet, yeah. Come on. What do you mean you've got the shits?
Thank you.
So, I'm not sure how long it's going to take you to get there from your place. I don't think it's a incredible amount of time. So, yeah, as you start heading out, is anyone... No, you're not, because you haven't really been in a position to pick up any kit. Anyone picked anything up? I'll be somewhat lenient. Say you're prepared.
Armour,
Yeah, your own armour and all that, but I sent out some equipment lists if you're...
Well, I've took it all. I've took the jetpack and everything. No, I only had a brief look at it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it's sort of stuff that you just wouldn't normally have with you. You know, it's you'd sort of think, well, I'm going to here to do this, and that would be pertinent.
Yeah. I mean, at the moment, we're sort of mooshing around, aren't we? Waiting for leads, waiting for something to happen.
Unfortunately, sort of in a bit of a position where you have to wait for him to make some sort of move.
So
some of the stuff would be in probably in the van, actually, not the car. We'd kit it out so it's in the van. So when you jump in the van, you drive off, it's there, and you can... Whoever's in the back can do stuff like that, but...
Okay, yeah, that sounds reasonable. I'll give Bullet a little bit more leeway because he's more of a weapons guy anyway. So
there'd be like a first aid kit, the medikit.
Yeah, I mean, Bastion would always have a medikit close at hand because of her role. So.
Probably wouldn't go for the grenades, but stim patches.
Yeah, again, they're a bit of a specialist thing because most of the time you can't use them because you're in too, you know, there's too many innocent bystanders around.
Jetpack we probably wouldn't go for because he can fly, he can teleport, and I can jump.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing there that I would, unless I thought, right, we're going here and I need these that I'd have lying around.
I would probably think about the net gun and that griffin. And her, that hag, because they're a fucking pain in the arse when they're flying around. So that might be stashed on the wall of the van.
Okay. But the disadvantage to that is you're not in the van.
Yeah, I know. So...
So, yeah, off you head, can you roll me a combat driving just as an indication of whether you can shave some time off rather than...
Oh, yeah.
What was the road we was going to?
Made it by four.
It's Old Mill Lane.
Old Mill Lane.
And yeah, so as you start to head out...
It's only a nine-minute drive from...
I knew it wasn't too far. I didn't realise it was that close. That's great. So, yeah, as you start heading over there, how much did you make your roll by, Paul? I would say you could do it about 7.
Right.
It's not a huge amount, but it's still quicker. Yeah, Vicky comes back on. She says, I've arranged some backup. They're going to be slightly behind you.
Okay.
I would suggest you pull up before you arrive at the location to at least, you know, synchronise briefly. And she, yeah, she's doing this as you're driving over. She says, from what I can see from the surveillance that you put in there previously, there is several emergency services vehicles there already. The chatter reflects that. There are 4 police cars. She would be able to give you specifics, it's just that I've screwed up the map here. Yeah, I know, I deleted it by accident. As you go down the street, there's 4 police cars blocking the road. All the officers are down. 2 of them have collided and are on fire. The building beyond those is a fire engine that is partially blocking the road. That too is on fire. At the engine, Griffin, by the looks of this guy, it must be him, is engaging the firemen and making sure that they don't put any of the fires out. Beyond that is an ambulance. The ambulance is overturned. Lady Crow is currently dispatching the paramedics.
How far down Old Mill Lane is Charity's place? Have you got it in Google Maps? I've got a link in Roll 20.
Oh, have you? If you can...
Just pull that.
Thank you. All that prep at the weekend still messed it up. It's not Old Mill Lane, it's the one next to it.
Overlook?
Overlook, yeah.
Oh, there's 2, look, with the same name. One north and one south. Is it the one with the sort of island on?
Yes.
Okay.
So is it, yeah.
Right. So whereabouts down there is she?
So as you come down, is there a scale on this? I can do this better with a scale, actually. That's 50 metres. Right, so yeah, as you turn into the lane, about 50 metres down are the police cars. The officers are all down. Two of the cars are on fire and they're all partially blocking the road. The building to the left, the first building to the left is on fire. From what I can see, there is...
Which charity's house? We should know because we put the surveillance up.
I'll just give you the description of what there is, and I'll tell you when it's a charity's house. Over that building is the main cause of the fire, and it is not from this world. Demon is probably the best way to describe it.
Oh, nice.
Next down, the next house down is also on fire. And in front of that is an upturned fire engine, which Griffin is dispatching the firefighters as we speak. Next, the house down on the left is Charity's. I can see from the cameras, Black Paladin is there. He appears to be mounted on, again, something that I would say is demonic. He has Charity with him. In fact, it looks like he is, and your phone rings, Strauss. Making a phone call.
I think he's ringing me.
It also appears that between those two houses there is a fence. There appears to be a small group of children cornered and trying to defend themselves from four demonic hounds. No, three demonic hounds.
Nice.
Black Paladin has another two hounds with him, and that is the scene.
Okay. See, I think that we should actually go down Old Mill Lane and then cut over the houses in between Old Mill Lane and where Charity's house is.
Do you want me to tell Natalia to meet you there, rather at the top of that road?
Yeah, so where the Crescent Island is on Old Mill Lane...
Your phone's still ringing, by the way.
Yeah, we'll meet there. Okay?
Yeah.
I'll answer the phone. Stratus.
He's handed the phone to Charity. You hear a brief pause after your name. You can hear the crackling of flames in the background. And then
shrieking children and things.
Then you hear Charity. Yeah, he's come for me again. My mother, you need to help me, please. You said you'd help.
Yeah, we're helping. Don't worry.
You hear, like, the rustle of, you know, the phone being grabbed.
Yeah.
And then you hear, you know, a male voice.
Hello, sir hero. Going to come and save your damsel again? You think you can do it a second time, you abominations of nature? Well, I have my own abominations waiting for you from the pits of hell. See you soon.
And this phone goes dead.
Might fit you in next Tuesday. Oh, damn.
I'm having my hair done.
I haven't got any.
Yeah, that's the irony of the joke. And get to head at Old Mill Lane.
Yep.
Like a lot of these more suburban bits of Atlanta, there's a lot of, you know, tree cover and whatever. You can see the red glow of the flames over the trees. And Vicky says they will be there in. They'll be with you in approximately 1 minute from my mark. 3, 2, 1, mark. And okay. Yeah, you can hear that, you know, screams and shouts and all that.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything? Or are you just sitting tight until they get here?
That's a minute. And there's a lot of innocent life over there. So, we've got to at least try and see what's going off.
Yeah.
Okay, how are you doing that?
Need bullet.
Bullet to get the kids.
So you're going to get bullet. Jump in. Okay, sounds like a really good plan for next session.
Yeah, absolutely.
you for listening to Chimpions. If you've listened to earlier episodes, you'll realise this is a labour of love on our part. So, if you enjoy what we're doing and would like to help support the show, please go to iTunes or Stitcher and leave us a review. We'd also love to hear what listeners think we could do to improve the show's content and format. You can find us on Twitter at ChimpionsRPG. Email me at mark@chimpions.co.uk. Through the contact section of the website at chimpions.co.uk. So if you love me, let me go. I'm run away before I know. My heart is just too dark to care. I can't destroy what is in there. Deliver me into my fate. I'm alone, I cannot hate. I don't deserve to have you. My smiles take a long time. If I can change your hope, I'll never know.
It's my worst nightmare come true. Anybody want some popcorn?
Hobnob, anyone?
Yeah, yeah. That's not rational. That's normal.